It's gone quarter past seven. You are listening to Sabah and Muslim on Radio Islam International. All the headlines this morning on various newspapers and websites are all making reference to the same story. The decision by the NPA to charge the Finance Minister, Praveen Gordhan. For months now, there's been speculation as to whether it will happen and when it will happen and why it will happen. Now it has happened. Now, joining us on the line, we have political analyst Max Dupriya. We discussed this issue, unpack it somewhat. Max, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Is this a sign that Zuma is increasingly getting desperate? He would have known that this move would have political ramifications for him, and he went ahead nonetheless?
Yes, I think that is that much is clear. This is, the desperate kicks of a horse that knows he's about to be put out to pasture.
Mm-hmm.
I think South Africans listening to this, I think the vast majority, if not all South Africans, know instinctively that the stunt pulled by the National Prosecuting Authority yesterday was a blatant assault by the Zuma cabal to get their hands on Treasury, to get rid of Praveen Gordhan. It is as simple as that, and people can now make all kinds of arguments and say nobody is above the law. Obviously not. The charges yesterday are administrative, not criminal. It's the first prosecution under the Public Finance Management Act. It is an administrative thing. They're saying that Praveen Gordhan is guilty of fraud because he signed a document that was put on his table by the head of his department of SARS, Obamacashula. They say that he pretended, he lied, that Evan Pillay was eligible for pension, early pension, while he was not. They're also saying, alternative charge, of theft. But Sean Abrams said yesterday when he was asked that Praveen Gordhan didn't benefit with this at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it is all a nonsense. It's all a nonsense. And we saw the bank stocks lose 34 billion. 34 billion. We saw the rand deteriorate by more than 3%. This is so deeply, deeply worrying. At a time when all the rating agencies are watching us with a hawk, like a hawk, their decision whether to downgrade us to junk status is coming in the next few weeks. We're seeing this while the president is running away from court with the help of Mr. Sean Abrams, 783 criminal charges, real charges, not administrative charges.
Mm-hmm.
A long list prominent people who should be prosecuted, should have been prosecuted. Just one more point for people who wonder about this, who are in two minds about this. When this whole assault on SARS and Praveen Gordhan started, it was about a rogue unit.
Mm-hmm.
These charges yesterday had nothing to do with a so-called rogue unit. Sean Abrams sat in his press conference yesterday for about half an hour talking about the rogue unit and then said, but we haven't finished the investigation yet. We can't bring charges. And then he switched tack and said, well, we're going to charge Praveen Gordhan on something completely different, a pension matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is so blatant. It is the most blatant abuse of the criminal justice system that we have seen. And I think we should be worried, what is next? A downgrade? A firing of Praveen Gordhan and then Mthembisi Jonas in the next cabinet reshuffle? Is he going to appoint Brian Molefe and Mr. Buthelezi as his deputy, as we are all hearing? Is the nuclear deal a part of this thinking? And we don't have the answers because our president, I saw him this morning, is dancing in Kenya. The newspapers in Kenya this morning saying look at this man as such a talented dancer. For Pete's sake, we don't need a dancer. We need a president. Mm. Our country is tearing itself apart. Students are looting shops. They are burning buses. We don't know whether we're going to have to close down WITS and UCT and other universities for maybe months. And we are fiddling with administrative charges against the one minister that stands between us and financial ruin.
Would you then disagree with the likes of Bantu Halimisa, who are not aligned to Zuma, but who feel that Minister Praveen Gordhan should step down whilst he's facing these charges?
No, I mean, that is ridiculous. That means you can stand up and lay a false charge against anybody just to get rid of him.
Mm.
This is not a criminal matter. This is an administrative matter at most. I think one of the academics, the legal academics, who have been correct more times than not in the last few years is Professor De Vos at UCT. He makes the case very, very clearly this morning that prosecution is extremely unlikely. They have to prove, for instance, that Praveen Gordhan willfully lied, that he decided, I am going to defraud the state with 1 million rand. He decided, I'm going to lie. Praveen Gordhan earlier this year already said, this thing was put on my table by the head of my department, Opa Magashule, and I accepted that this is correct, and I've merely signed as the minister. So there is no animus, there was no intention to defraud. He didn't benefit by it. So it is such a flimsy charge. Why should a minister step back, a crucial minister? If this was Des van Rooyen, whose absence won't be missed, I would say, oh, well, you know, that's okay. But the ramifications of Praveen Gordhan stepping back now, a few weeks before his midterm budget, and in the face of our economic crisis, that makes no sense.
Is this now the final straw, perhaps, for the likes of Ramaphosa and Mantashe? Could we see these big names within the ANC starting to become vocal against President Jacob Zuma and saying enough is enough?
I think this is the question we are all asking as citizens.
Mm.
Will Cyril and Gwede hide again, like they did in December last year when Tantlanene was fired? Will they hide again and come alive afterwards when we've lost more billions? Or will they stop the firing of Praveen Gordhan? I think Zuma has drawn a line in the sand, and he's challenging his opponents to stand up or to just become more victims of his power play. I think it's very crucial now for the ANC. And we've seen Jackson Mthembu and others standing up, saying we are with Praveen here. We think this is, we see the Communist Party standing up. We see Kusatu standing up, saying this is a political ploy. We don't buy it. But we still have to hear from Gwede Mantashe, who, by the way, is in China at the moment, and from Cyril Ramaphosa. I'm not sure if they have the guts. The party is so fraught with factional fights that everybody is scared to stand up because they're scared they're going to get their heads chopped off and it would ruin their political careers.
Finally, Max, on a slightly different issue, this public protector and President Jacob Zuma on the issue of state capture and the president wanting to see what questions were asked and what answers were given. What do you make of that?
The president was asked by the public protector in March.
Mm.
It is now October. In March, she asked him to answer these questions. They're very simple questions about his relationship and his son's relationship with the Gupta family. He pops up yesterday and he says, I need more time. He says, my lawyers failed me. They didn't do a good job. It is blatantly clear that he's trying to push this matter out of Tutimadonsela's hands and that he's bargaining that he will have a better chance with the incoming public protector.
Mm.
It's just one of another one of President Zuma's dances with the law, and we shouldn't fall for it. But, you know, the question is not now anymore if President Zuma will go. He will go at the latest at the end of next year. The only question is how much damage will he do to our country and to our economy before he goes.
Mm. Thanks, Dupree, as always. Thank you so much for your time and for the analysis.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Go up.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was political analyst Max Dupree giving us his perspective on the charges brought against Pravin Gordhan.